Harford, White, Gullen. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It is, and they keep coming past these players. It's good to have Tom Nichols with us, who is with the Gold Coast Suns for 45 games over his tenure in the AFL. He's joined us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Definitely first being in a hotel lobby for an interview. What sort of stage you got here?
Because normally we're used to AFL players trying to dodge and weave out of the way, so we thought plonk ourselves in the middle of it.
Did Max Stevens grab you in the car
on the way? Tom's been in Queensland. He doesn't. Well, even he knows Stevens.
Tom Brown would be sniffing around somewhere.
I'm surprised you only played 45 games. I thought you'd
been there forever.
It was up there for a long time, but a few things didn't go my way, and unfortunately couldn't quite get the 50 or the 100 like the big lobster before. But enjoyed every one of them and very grateful for it, obviously.
You started like a house on fire, and then a few injuries got in your way, and then all of a sudden it turned to the Shizen pretty quick. How have you dealt with the challenges of just your career, ups and downs of your career?
Upon reflection, which I've had a little bit of time for, it's something I've somewhat been proud of. Obviously, not proud of the number of games, would love to have played more. But, like everything in life, when you have those challenges, that's what it's all about, isn't it? How you respond to them and getting yourself back up and picking yourself off the deck.
So. The last couple of years in particular, how tough were they been?
A couple of years ago I did the shoulder, so I was wiped out for the whole season. But funnily enough, last year played every game in the twos and had a great time. Bit of a different role, mentoring some of the younger boys and helping them and seeing them grow was quite rewarding personally. But obviously not the ultimate goal of playing senior footy.
Now, the Gold Coast intrigues everyone. We all sit down here and go, especially our friend here, he's a very critical. You've seen the whole thing. In a couple-minute answer, why hasn't it worked? What's gone wrong? How can it work? Or will it ever work?
I believe it'll definitely work. It's a million-dollar question, isn't it? I think in a two-sentence answer, it's just poor timing.
Really?
I think so. It's like a lot of things in life. Sometimes you've got to be in the right place at the right time. We've definitely had a great list. A lot of those boys got injuries early on. Just didn't click with a lot of things.
And then Gazza got injured at the wrong time. Like, little picks of momentum sort of got cut off.
But I think they're definitely on the right path now, and unfortunately they lost quite a good few players, so I might just take that bit extra.
You were there for the first year?
My whole dance.
Been up there. I was up there in 2010 during the VFL year. So 10 years now, mate. I've got we finished school up there and got the 10-year school reunion up there next year. Interesting.
The culture of the place, sporting teams don't work. I mean, we don't really understand. Is that an overgeneralisation, or?
It's one of those things. You just can't pigeonhole it to one thing. I obviously can't compare it to any other clubs, but from what you hear from teammates and stuff, there's definitely differences. But in saying that, there still are some of the greatest people in the world up there in charge and having an influence. So, it's just like any team. Once that chemistry comes together and, the communication's fully there, I think, they'll start to have a bit of success. It's funny, I was talking to some of the boys about this, and we sort of concluded on once they do get it right, it'll be like the destination club.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no better place to play footy. The humidity's disgusting, but once you get used to that, that's really nice. Really nice lifestyle up there.
So how have you been living up there? What have you been doing to keep yourself busy in preparation for this phase, this transition period? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I guess I was always pretty lucky, Half. Mum and Dad banged home the importance for education for me. So I started studying, I think it was the first year. The first year I finished school up there. So, graduated my commerce degree in Jan. And then, so that kept me busy most of the time. Tried to surf up there, but 6'8" bloke doesn't go too well in the water on a board. So that wasn't very successful.
And where are you going to base yourself? Obviously on the Gold Coast the last 10 years. Will you stay up there? Will you move back home? Where will you base yourself?
Yeah, I'll come back home to Melbourne. So, got Mum and Dad in Cheltenham. But, I'll come back with the missus and, we'll find a place in sort of South Yarra there, a bit closer to the city, and then, take it from there.
And what's the future hold for you? You've got a commerce degree, but what's it going to do for you?
I like this question. As I said, graduating Jan, my girlfriend's working in an accounting firm up there, so she's applied for a transfer already to come back home. Yeah, I want to do investment banking for a couple of years, cut my teeth, get some experience, and then keen to head over to New York.
Right.
So, yeah, 2022.
Another one who doesn't have to be...
Well, he's very in control of proceedings. He's got a plan.
Yeah.
Finally, the plan's planning to fail, Scotty. You know that.
No. New York. That's the place to be. Wall Street.
That's the plan anyway. We'll see how we're going in 2 years.
And the football side of it, like we asked Matty, you finished AFL, you think, but where are you at? Play, you're going to play, not play?
If it's up to me, I'll definitely have at least a year off. Looking forward to... Yeah, enjoying the normal things in quotation marks of life. But if an opportunity arises sort of in the year before I move overseas, I suppose, to play with mates and stuff, I'd definitely think about it. But yeah, at this stage it's definitely a bit lower on the priority list, that's for sure.
Pretty handy as the Kevins, Whitey. And get Tommy back to the college.
Just in the forward pocket.
Just give his voice for 1 year, so
that's enough.
Yeah.
Zero life ever.
One pointer.
There it is. Bit over a year, actually.
it's a great thing to hear that you say, well, plan and progress with what you want to do. So what do you get out of this then? What's in it for you here?
Yeah, there's a lot of networking, just hearing. It's a funny period. Like, as much as you plan, you think you've got everything sorted, but there's always like curveballs that pop up and stuff that you don't think about post footy.
Yeah.
But even just hearing some of the anecdotes of past players like Mick Barlow come through and talk is really awesome to hear how they dealt with certain aspects of their post footy career. And then today's the expo, so yeah, get to speed date a few of the industries out there and employers, and yeah,
It's a good opportunity. There's 28 companies here today that we're presenting.
Really?
Yeah, to the players about some opportunities that might pop up. So, and it's part of the system is to they'll do a bit of a speed date, as Tommy said, and then you have the expo where you're going to chat to them and sort out, flesh
That's
out what
I
the opportunities
the
might
Herald
be.
Sun, Daniel, but we haven't got long enough for me to explain.
What?
At a career expo?
Is that right?
Fell into it.
You guys aren't popping over, are you? Chatted to Dil Buckley before.
No,
Daniel will be there.
I'll be there. I just love to be involved, Tommy. I'll just be flat
down.
He's
getting paid,
absolutely.
Tommy. He's getting paid.
Nice. It's a little bit of professional services, Tom.
Yeah.
As you will well know in New York when you get there. Mate, good luck with however it goes. I look forward to seeing what happens with you in the future.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. If you ever come over to New York, hit me up.
My word of word. Your place.
Don't say things you regret.
For free. Yeah. Love that sort of stuff. Yeah. Tom Nichols with us on the Breakfast Club on RSN 97.